Gimel share between Shir Gimel and Shir Dalet.
The husband is informed to say it's mutter for her. Rashi learned the Gemara saying it's mutter to the husband. Ayin Shire means it's mutter to the husband. Tosfos is learning what we're saying, or the Ra'ah says it means it's mutter, it's not a Maisa Aveira. Comes Tosfos and says, why is it mutter? It's Yarek Val Yavar. So we said that Tosfos Lachor going like the Ra'ah. And the Gemara's question was, that it's mutter to do. In fact, why is it mutter to do? It's an Aveira, it's Yarek Val Yavar. Says Tosfos that over here, because it's a bias nachri and the Rachmana Afkrei Lazare, therefore it's not called Gili Arayas. And Araya, because the Gemara challenges how could Esther have done what she did? It's Bifar Hesya. The Gemara does not ask that it's Gili Arayas. It seems the Gemara was not bothered by the fact that what Esther did is called Gili Arayas. Why not? Says Tosfos, it must be because it's not Gili Arayas. Why is not Gili Arayas? Because it was a guy. We just pointed out it must be they're doing something wrong, or else who cares that what she's doing is Befarhesyaf, it's not us, sir. It must be that she did something wrong, it just didn't get the category or the status of Gili Arayas. So Tosfos says, Abias Nochri is not Gilarayas. Rachmana Afkare Lazari, the Torah was Mafkir, their Zera. It's like they don't have Zera B'Klal, so therefore it's not at all like it's doing a regular Maisa of Gilarayas. Says Rabbeinu Tam, based on this, Umitoich Kach Hitir Rabbeinu Tam. And he said, because of this, I'm telling you, and a story that happened. The woman was married, she went off and she was Mezana with a guy. She went off to Derech. Now she's coming back. Her husband divorced her. The guy is Megayer. Is she allowed to live with the guy or not? This is the question. Right? Says Rabbeinu Tam, she's allowed to live with the guy because it was never Gili Arayas. It wasn't Gili Arayas. She's not usher to the Boyal. The guy was the Boyal. What about the husband? He divorced her anyway. We're not talking about the husband. He's out of the picture. She's not usher to the Boyal. Why not? Because the din of Gili Arayas doesn't apply over here. That's what Tosfos says. So we said, Tosfos is controversial. The whole idea of Tosfos is controversial, that a goy is not called Gili Arayas. We're going to see the Rivam argues on that. And the Rivam says goy is Gili Arayas. But there are Rishonim that even though they argue on the Rabbeinu Tam's reason, agree with his halacha. Who are those Rishonim? Rabbi Chil Miparis, he's one of the Balei HaTosfos, he's from Paris, and the Rush, all contemporaries of the Balei HaTosfos. We started with Rabbi Chil Miparis, Rabbi Yisai. Rabbi Chil Miparis says that Enoch Adami, maybe the guy is Aser. But this person standing in front of us is not the guy. Who is he? He's a new person. He's got a new name. The guy's name was Nahiroi. The ger's name is Meir. It's a different person. Gershon is Gaia Kikotin Shinoila dummy. So therefore, Enoch Hanami, the guy was Aser. But now you got a new person here, the ger. So apparently Rabbeinu Tam doesn't like that. Rabbeinu Tam is only matir because saying that there's no Isser here. Mitoich kach hiti Rabbeinu Tam. Otherwise, so why does Rabbeinu Tam like it? So we said it could be Rabbeinu Tam doesn't like it because Gershon is Gaia Kikotin Shinoila doesn't automatically excuse you of everything. Person borrows money and then he's Megayer. Is he part of him paying? No. Person is Chayv Misa and is Megayer. Is he part of him Misa? No. So you see, Gershon is Geyer has its limitations. What are they? Maybe that's part of our discussion here. On the other hand, maybe Rabbi Chil Miparis holds, no, Gershon is Geyer is a whole new person. We just don't want him using Judaism as an escape route. So therefore, make him pay Chayv Misa, all that stuff. But really, in Echanami, he's technically a whole new person. We had another reason why Rabbi Chil Miparis is somewhat mechudeshtik. As we said, maybe even if you hold that really right, Gershon, this guy is going to take off all his dinim. But yesh l'estapik. What's the din? The iser on the boil. The iser that exists on the boil. Is it his own iser? Is it an iser that we call it, it's his din? Or is it really just that it's an extension of the din on the baal? The lashon is echad lebaal ve'echad leboil. Does that mean that the baal's din now goes to the boil? Echad lebaal ve'echad leboil? Or it's two different isurim? One to the baal, one to the boil. So we wanted to suggest this follows. If it's his own din, he has a din that's his din, then I could say, on your din, we're going to say your kikot shenoilin and your din comes off. It's your din. The din is now mikoyach, the fact that it's Gershon, this guy kikot shenoilin, it comes off. However, if what we're saying is it's
Rabbeinu Yechiel.
This is Rabbeinu Yechiel. However, if you're saying now that the din is that the din of Echad the Boyal is that it's an extension of the din of the Baal, so then it's really not the din of the Ger, but it's not his din. It's the Baal's din that the Boyal is going to be usher. So then all you need it to be is the person that did the Maisamiyah. It doesn't have to be, it's not his din Bechlau. This is the person that did the Maisamiyah. And Echanami is Kikon Shinoil and all his dinim change, but he knows it's not his din Bechlau. Because it's not his din. Oh, Kikon Shinoil doesn't make a new guf. It makes that there's no dinim on this guf. All the dinim that were there are wiped off. Therefore, you could still say that Gershon, this guy, Kunchinon, is not going to be sufficient to help. One could possibly say that's why Rabbeinu Tam doesn't like this. It's going to end up getting tricky with the Cheshbon, but this is the Chiddush of Rabbeinu Yechiel Miparis. Comes along the Rosh and says a different Chiddush. Says the Rosh, Eino Chanami, the Maisa of a Goy is Maisa of Znus. It's Gili Arayis. And the Goy should become Aser. But the Goy never becomes Aser. Why not? Says the Rosh of Big Yisoid. Because the only time we apply Echad LeBaal, the Echad LeBoil, is if the Boil was not already Aser. But over here, the Boil was who in the case of Rabbeinu Tam, who was the Boil? A guy. And you're already Aser to be Boil the guy. Because the Isser already exists, therefore you're not going to put on a new Isser. So the Baal will become Aser, and the Boil will not become Aser. That's the Chiddush of the Rosh.
Again?
Why is it at the stem for the cow? She's an ish, should give him a bigger
ish. There's two ish on the boat.
I don't understand what she's the ish. What do you mean from that?
And the fact that she's an ish should be another ish on her.
Another isser on her? I don't know. What do you mean?
Is it the same as her marrying
the guy? The
I'm not getting it. Let's say a regular case. You're asking on a regular case, you're asking on this particular case of Goy. Over here, she's already Aser because of Goy. Once there's already Isser because of Goy, therefore...
Why can't you put another Isser
on?
Correct. Another Isser won't go on because she's already Aser. There's a concept called Ein Isser Chal Al Isser.
There's two
Isser. What about a case of... Girl that was already married, she's a grusha, she's yet to be married, and she's a son of the Kohen. In that case, according to the Rosh, there already was an existing
Kohen. Right.
The Baal shouldn't
right.
have been
correct. Correct.
He could go and marry Kohen.
She can't marry a Kohen because she's already Aser to Kohen. She's a Gerusha.
But there's no Isser,
No Isser Boyle. Right?
Why not? Because she couldn't technically marry him.
She can't marry a guy.
She could marry him, but she's a
won't be an issue to the boy.
Right. Because she's usher anyway to the boy. Because it's a grusha.
Yeah, but it's a lot. She's not chayim misa.
She's not chayim misa here either. To the boy. No.
It's not the same.
She's not chayim misa to the baal either.
It's not chayim misa before that.
No.
Chayim misa for being mizana.
Hold on a second. Now she was mizana.
I don't know.
There was no asra. We're not killing her. Is she allowed to stay married to her husband?
No.
What's she over if she stays married to her husband? Yes, just a lot. So she already has a lav. So therefore it's not being mice of anything.
Bias goy is also a lav. It's the same issue.
Okay, that we have to figure out what the issue of bias goy is. Akoponim, Rabbi Sai, this is what the Rosh says. Es the Yam Shal Shloimo, I cannot accept this. It can't be that when you can make an Isser to one person and not the other. Echad Labal, Echad Labal, they have to both be Chal together. The Rosh is suggesting it's only Chal and Labal and not the Boyal. And he has a nice svar, very good, but it can't be. I have a Gemara that says not like that. Because the Gemara says, why was David mutter to Basheva? Because he was ma'anis her, and he didn't do it peratzoy. Why does that make any sense? If he does it and she's willing, so now you're telling me that he's usher. But if he attacks her, now it's mutter. Why does the more of the avera, the more mutter? Why does that make sense? So what's Pshat in the Gemara? Says the Yam Shel Shloimo. The Pshat in the Gemara is that David HaMelech's Isser is contingent on the Isser to Uri Achiti, to the husband. The husband's not going to become Aser if it was Ba'inus. So therefore, David's not going to become Aser Ba'inus. What do I see from that Gemara? That the Isurim are contingent one on the other. Echad LaBaal, Echad LaBoyel, go together.
The whole question of the Yam Shel Shloimo was Shloi Echad Tehesko. That's saying, even though there's no Isser on the Baal, there should be Isser on David. So he is understanding.
So what do I see? It must be that the whole mechanics of the Isser go through the Baal, and therefore, if the Baal's not Aser, the Baal can't be Aser.
What's Chayt Nisko? What's his whole Kasha of Chayt Nisko?
Because we were assuming that the Isser on the Baal is an Isser exclusive on the Baal. So why is the Baal not Aser? Because he was Manasser. Why not? The answer is because the Isser of the Baal comes through the Baal. And the Baal's not Aser if it's Aynas, that we understand. Once the Baal's not Aser, then the Baal can't become Aser. So therefore, says the Yam Shel Shloimo, it can't be both Baal and Baal have to be Aser together. How do we explain for the Rush? What's the Pshat according to the Rush? He said the Rush holds, in a Chanami, you cannot have the Boil without the Baal, but you can have the Baal without the Boil. In a Chanami, you can't have the Boil without the Baal, but you can have the Baal without the Boil. What's the difference? We explain, where's the source of the Isser? It comes from the Baal. Echad LeBaal is Nespashet to the Boil. So you can have the Baal, and it just doesn't, you know, you can have a contagious disease and you just, no one else catches the disease, but I can't catch a contagious disease if there's no one to catch it from. So therefore, the Baal has to start with the Isser. The question is, does it extend to the Baal? You can't have the Isser only on the Baal without the Baal. So says the Gemara over there, Uri Achiti, it can't be Isser only on Dov without Uri Achiti. Uri Achiti is not Isser because it was minus. But to be an Isser only on the Baal without the Baal, that says the Rasha could be. Comes along Rabbeinu Tam and he says his pshat. We said Rabbeinu Tam's pshat is that it's not Gilei Arayos because it's a goy. And the Rivam attacks Rabbeinu Tam with how many kashas, Rabbi Sai? Three kashas. Kasha number one, our sugya. Kasha number two,
getting kidnapped.
Kasha number three, Esther Amalka Avarati Avarati. Three kashas on Rabbeinu Tam, and because of these three kashas, he argues. We pointed out that these three kashas are all from the fact that the Baal is going to become usher to his wife, even by a Pias Nachri. And what was Rabbeinu Tam talking about? The Baal becoming usher or not. So technically, there is a gap there. So what do you do with that gap? Comes along the Pnei Yeshua and says, you're right, really it's not Znus. So therefore, really you're not usher, not to the Baal, and not to the Baal. But there's a din. Midrabanan, she becomes usher to the Baal. And those things are all Midrabanan. And goodbye. That's a big chiddush. The Gemara is only Drabanan. That's what about by Mordechai and Esther? Pasha's no Drabanan's in place yet. Yeah, she was afraid that Mordechai wouldn't want to marry her because of the reason for the Drabanan and whatever. However, the Ritva and the Trumas Hadeshen go a different route. And they say this is Dioraisa. Dioraisa, she's also to the Baal. And Dioraisa, she's mutter to the Baal. In the case of Bias Nachri, Midiraisa, you're also to the Baal, you're mutter to the Baal. I don't understand. You're also to your mutter to the Baal. Why? Because it's not Gilearias. So why are you also to the Baal? So we said, B'shem Rav Yaakov Moshe Kalevsky and B'shem Rav David Pavarsky, we said that it's not about Gilearias. Gilearias is between me and who? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This din of usher to the Baal is between her and her husband. As the Pasuk says, the Marik quotes the Pasuk, Limoil Boy Moal. It's Moal Mal, not Bashem. Limoil Boy Moal. Nafkumin, we said in previous Shiurim, what happens if she says she thought it was Mutter? I'm her Mutter. What's the din, says the Marik? She's still usher. Why Omer Mutter is always not Chayiv? It's not Chayiv because in a Chanami. Omer Mutter is Hashem, I thought you said it was Mutter. But she's still being Mal Mal in a relationship with her husband.
It's called the relationship.
Memela. We want to say over here the Eina Chanami Bias Nachri doesn't have a status of Gili Arayis, but there's definitely something wrong with her relationship with her husband. So therefore, she's going to be usher to her husband.
If once again, if the problem is just a relationship, why is Hashem getting involved? Why couldn't the husband say, "Okay, fine, I want to go. I don't care"?
Because it's we don't work that way, where we allow dysfunctional relationships to continue. We don't want a breakdown of morality, so we don't allow that. We don't allow open marriages. Not allowed.
Not allowed. The husband's forgiving.
Okay, well, so we're not interested in that.
David
Pivarsky. What? If someone's ma'anasar? No, if someone's ma'anasar, she's mutter. Stay with Ozzy. Because there's no breakdown of the
relationship.
She's mutter. I should have known mutter.
Why after a woman gets divorced and then she marries someone else, she can't get back with the original? Is that the same? Is it the same siva?
Maybe. Could be.
It seems like it's in other words, her relationship can be remedied, but
right.
Within the confines
right.
Of that.
Right. Very good. Okay, the shaila is, but what do you mean by echad l'baal v'echad l'boyel? What happened to echad l'baal v'echad l'boyel? So we clear the chakir from the Mishnah Melech Perek Bei Zilchas Saita. The echad l'baal v'echad l'boyel, does that mean that it's the same din, baal and boyel, is kiel, the isra on the baal now extends to the boyel? Or it's shnei surim, they just grind to happen to happen simultaneously? We said two nafkaminas. One of them is, if a man is ma'anis in isha, does she become usher to the Baal and not to the Baal? That's the discussion. So that's to the Baal, not the Baal. That's what we spoke about, the Yamshul Shleima. That's the whole discussion we made. The other nafkamina is if a woman's mezana once, she's now also to the Baal, she's also also to the Baal. And she's mezana again. Yeah. she's already usher to the Baal before the second Baal comes in. Does she become usher to the second Baal? If Echel the Baal, Echel the Baal just means that there's an issur to the Baal and the Baal, the Baal gets his own issur. But if Echel the Baal, Echel the Baal means that you're extending the issur of the Baal, the issur of the Baal was here 2 years ago. There's no Asra. You're getting out of the Misa.
The issur on the Baal is only clapping the first issur. Now that we're going to add an issur clapping the second.
No, but it's not an issur clapping the boil's clapping the Baal.
And which goes to the boil. She's ushered to the Baal, that's being respected.
She's already ushered to the Baal. She's already
now singing.
She's already ushered to the Baal. So I'm not adding issur to the Baal. She's already ushered to the Baal. So when I put the issur on the Baal, we can put it over onto the boil also. We go like that. Do that. You can't, but I'm putting Yisurim in the Baal now. She's already ushered to the Baal. Not adding Yisurim. Not over more Yisurim now. So if I'm not adding Yisurim, you're not going to be ushered to the Baal. We said that's the Chayra going to be Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam holds that it's two separate Yisurim. Echad the Baal, Echad the Baal. And often the twine shall meet, but often the twine will not meet. Sometimes the twine shall meet. They'll be intertwined. But not always. When will they not meet? Limashal Aynes, they won't meet. Second time your boy, they won't meet. And Goy, you won't meet. By a Goy, you're going to become usher to the Baal, but you're not usher to the Baal. It's the Baal is not, it's not between him and her because of breakdown the relationship. They don't have a relationship. What do you mean a break? There, it's because of Hashem. So Baal, Hashem doesn't qualify this as Gilei Arayis. Not usher to the Baal. But again, the Baal, it's a whole different thing.
Wait, does Rabbeinu Tam hold it the other way though? Rabbeinu Tam holds it to be usher to the Baal and not the Baal.
And Rabbeinu Tam holds it could also be usher to the Baal and not to the Baal.
Lighting the candles, I'm lighting up.
Case of where he's Manasseh.
What about Dabit? So why isn't that? Why is so
bad? Oh, we have to figure out Tana Gemara then. Good. What? So let's move on. The Rivam argues, we're running out of time. The Rivam says, I hold that a goy is Gilei Arayis. So what's the reason over here she doesn't have to kill herself? A whole different reason. Because of Karka Olam. Isha's Karka Olam, therefore, Enechayv Limsor Nafsha. Yes, why not? It's not an Avera. If it's not an Avera, why does she get punished for it? She's Chayv Misa if she does this. It obviously is an Avera. So if it's an Avera, why is, and what Avera is it? Gilei Arayis. Why is it not Yorg Val Yavar? Because she's Karka Olam, what does that mean? If she's Karka Olam, she's Chayiv Misa. So what is the Svar of Karka Olam? In order to understand this, you have to know what the Mefarshim say, the Atos HaRash, and other Rishayim say as follows. We have to know the Makar for Din Yorg Val Yavar. Why is it Yorg Val Yavar by Avodah Zarah? What's the Makar? By Avodah Zarah, why? What's the Makar? What's the makar that you have to be meiser nefesh when it comes to Gilei Arayis? Says the Gemara, you learn it out from Shvichas Damim. Okay, what's the makar of Shvichas Damim? Svaru. What's the svaru? Which means, says Taisvis, I don't know who is supposed to die. So what should I do? What should I do?
Nothing.
Shev ve'al taseh. Allow myself to be killed. But what happens, says Tysis, if the guy wants me to allow the other person to be killed? What do I do? Sheval Taseh. So therefore, if the guy says, let me make you a killer, what do you do? Sheval Taseh. So the Makar for Gilei Arayos is from Shvichas Damim. Shvichas Damim is only when you do a Maisa, is a Yorik Val Yavar. If you don't do a Maisa, it's not Yorik Val Yavar. So what about by Gilei Arayos? Also, if you don't do a Maisa, it's going to be not Yorik Val Yavar. So is this Gilei Arayos according to the Rivam? Yes. However, Gilei Arayos B'Shev Al Tasa is not Yorik Val Yavar. Massive Machloikes. If a Yid attacks a woman and says, allow me to be mezana with you or I'll kill you, according to the Rivam, being that what she's doing is karka oilam, what's the din? It's mutter. According to Rabbeinu Tam, Yehorik Val Yavar.
The Rivam only has a case by woman, only has a case by man. That's where he holds Yarek Val Yavar plus. No Yarek Val Yavar by woman.
Right. She's not doing a mice.
Even if she consented, like, I can't
right.
Eat her.
Right.
She said, don't do anything.
Right.
She might be awesome, but.
Right. That's the pshat in the Rivam. Frek d'achroinim, what are you talking about? If you allow someone to throw you on someone else to kill him, do you become the killer? Pashtus, you're not the killer. You're just the weapon. So why would you even have a discussion of Yarek Val Yavar? You're not doing the Avera Bechlau. Mashenkin by Gilei Arayos, where for sure she's doing the Gilei Arayos. That was the discussion. Rabbi Chanan says, Ein Achanami. The Rabbi Chaim says, only a theoretical type of case. It's not a real case. We wanted to say that you're still called the killer because it's not being killed with the impact alone. If it is, Ein Achanami. Maybe you are suffocating the child by staying on him, or you're crushing the child with your weight that remains on him. If that's the case, you're killing Meshev Al Taseh. You didn't put yourself there. If you put yourself there, you did it. The guy is throwing you there, so then it's happening with your.
By not interfering in doing it, though. So, like we have if someone else is doing it Avera and you don't tell them not to, so then you're also hiding
that. Not, you didn't, it's not called you did the Avera. You punched in Shemayim, not down here. No one's going to punch you down here. Right? Okay, Rabbi, say, we had much more? What?
I don't think so.
That's it? Anything else? That's it?
We had the question of how does Karka Oilam take away from Kol HaShem?
How the person
oh, Kol HaShem!
We also said about the weight versus...
Right, right. We're just going to get to the Kol HaShem thing and then we're going to stop here for now. We ask the question, so now it says, so if Karka Oilam, you got this whole Karka Oilam situation, so then what are you going to do, why did the Gemara even bother asking about Esther? Says the Gemara, because I thought Esther, the din of Karka only helps for Gilei Arayos. I didn't think it helps for Kol HaShem. Kamash Mulan helps for that also. Why would you, I think it only works for Gilei Arayos, not for Kol HaShem? If you what we said, it's very geschmack, the Havamina. Because the whole din of Karka Oilam is only because it's learnt out of Shvichas Damim. And you learned out of Shvichas Damim, Gilei Arayos is going to be identical. That's why it helps. Kol HaShem is not learnt from Shvichas Damim. That's why I would have thought it doesn't help. Now we have to look at the answer. So why does it help? How does it help? We have a Daik and Tosis that it's like a whole different Yesoi. That when it comes to the din of Gilei Arayos, Shvichas Damim, we say it's Avdo B'Maisa. But over here it says Tosis, Leka Chilul HaShem Klal. What he means to say is, now it's not even called the Chilul HaShem. I didn't do anything. Chilul HaShem is when a person does something in public. If you're just passive, it's not the pshat you did a Chilul HaShem B'Shev Al Taseh. Over here, Karkolam is saying, it's Bechlal not a Chilul HaShem. Therefore, for sure, you don't have to be Meiser Nefesh. That was basically the pshat. The last thing which we really want to touch on is, what is the svar of my chazis, the damach, the dach, sumach, tvei? Tosis understanding all it means is, I don't know whose red whose blood is redder. Therefore, what do? Nothing. I'm Shev Al Taseh. Rashi seems to say something else. Rashi seems to say that whenever you have a lav of loisirtzach, and either way, there's going to be an even neshama. The lav is not hutar. There's no heter of doing loisirtzach. When there's two people dying, you can't be matir loisirtzach. So even if he says, "I want to throw you onto this baby," if you're handling loisirtzach, Either way, either I'm going to die or he's going to die. If I tell him shoot me, there's no losirtzach. If I shoot, if I allow him to be thrown on the baby, there is losirtzach. According to Rashi over there, you're going to have to give up your life. Well, that was the shayla we had on Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim said there's a theoretical losirtzach. We said maybe there is losirtzach because you're going to stay on the baby.
Well, Rashi says I can't let a losirtzach happen.
I can't do a losirtzach if either way there's going to be an even neshama. Because I don't gain anything. What do I gain? All I lose is an aver. Listen, either way, someone's dying, and there's an aver happening. Why should I do that? If it's the mashal by the din of Chil Shabbos, so Chil Shabbos, at least I'm alive. Chil Shabbos, I didn't have aver, but at least I'm alive. Over here, I'm going to be over losirtzach, and someone's dead anyway, so I might as well let him kill me. That's the svar according to Rashi. Okay, Rabbi, so we're going to finish up the sugya till Avelos, Beis Hashem, hopefully tomorrow.
Gabby, what happened?